From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for May 8, 2026. More than 5,800 workers left public lands jobs in eight Mountain West states last year as a result of layoffs, retirements, reassignments, or other departures, a new analysis found. The numbers were compiled by Prospect Partners LLC and Hawkeye Strategies, two firms made up of former federal employees, including Andrea Delgado, who was a deputy regional forester for the U.S. Forest Service in Colorado until last October. She found declines across agencies, including the Bureau of Land Management and U.S. Geological Survey. In 2025, Nevada saw a loss of close to 500 federal lands workers, including more than 100 workers from the Bureau of Land Management. We're talking about engineers who keep trails, roads, and bridges safe to travel on and hike on, the hydrologists who monitor snowpack and watersheds, biologists who track fish and wildlife, Delgado said. The drops in public lands workers in the Mountain West ranged from an 11% decline in Wyoming to a 26% loss in Colorado, compared to the number of employees in 2024. Read the full story by the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen at knpr.org. The Clark County School District is among those affected by a global cybersecurity breach involving the Canvas platform. A group called Shiny Hunters claimed responsibility for the massive digital attack. The incident has forced the learning management system offline during final exams. Additionally, the hacking group is demanding ransom, threatening to release data. CCSD says, for its part, it does not store information like social security numbers, financial information, or medical records on the platform. Instructure, the company behind Canvas, reported the system was back online for most users by Friday morning. Governor Joe Lombardo says he supports federal efforts to crack down on Medicaid provider fraud. He voiced his support May 7th and outlined Nevada's ongoing actions to fight fraud and protect taxpayers' dollars. The announcement is in response to a recent letter the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Dr. Mehmet Oz, sent to all 50 governors. The letter, sent on April 23rd, urges states to take swift action to address the rapid increase in fraud, waste, abuse, and corruption in Medicaid. Governor Lombardo responded with a letter, according to a press release. He says Nevada doesn't tolerate fraud in any form and promises Medicaid dollars are going to the right place. Officials will open the highly anticipated WNBA season May 8th, and the Las Vegas Aces are considered a top contender for a league championship repeat. The Aces have dominated the league for the past 4 years, winning three of the past four championships. But oddsmakers say another win for the Aces is not a given, and the New York Liberty could be their toughest match. This season, oddsmakers favor the Liberty in the sportsbooks after the addition of three-time All-Star Satu Sabuli. The Aces not only have four-time MVP Asia Wilson, but will also bring back multiple-time All-Stars Chelsea Gray, Jackie Young, and Jewel Lloyd. Coach Becky Hammon leads the team for her fifth season. Wilson made headlines this week for her appearance at the Met Gala in New York City, where she served on the 2026 host committee. The Aces face off against the Phoenix Mercury May 9th at 12:30 p.m. in the T-Mobile Arena. Las Vegas will celebrate America's 250th anniversary with fireworks this summer on the Strip. For eight consecutive Saturdays this June and July, the largest summer fireworks show in the nation will take place on the Las Vegas Strip. An eight-minute fireworks show will light up the sky every Saturday night from June 6th through July 25th. The Las Vegas Visitors and Convention Authority has already announced eight different casinos where the shows will launch each weekend. The America 250 Fireworks Celebration will also feature synchronized music on local radio stations and complimentary visuals on the Sphere's Exosphere. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.